You are listening.
You are listening.
You're listening to.
Do not.
To Not Elsewhere.
Not Elsewhere.
Elsewhere.
Elsewhere Classified.
Welcome to Not Elsewhere Classified, a podcast about the medical coding, health information technology, and clinical documentation improvement community. I'm your host, Brian Cui. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Not Elsewhere Classified podcast. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, welcome. Please make sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So in today's episode, we continue our conversation with Natasha C. Miller. Again, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, please make sure to go back to the previous episode with Natasha C. Miller. And in this part of the episode, we continue our conversation. She talks about how she became an author, the process of writing a book, and also we talk about her Facebook group, Medical Building and Coding Careers for Moms. So without further ado, here is my continued conversation, part two, with Natasha C. Miller. Enjoy. Again, one of your DBAs is NCM Healthcare, but you do other things aside from just your healthcare, medical coding, or health information management company. What else do you do with your business or as an entrepreneur?
As an entrepreneur, yes. So under Medical Mompreneur, I am a consultant as well, an author and a speaker, as well as a coach. So I will help women that are interested, and not just women, I do help men, but it seems that my primary focus is to help women and moms, right, who want to achieve that mission on entrepreneurship and that are looking to start their own business. So I will help and coach them to help get them started. So that is some other things that I do. I have three books that are out. I was wow. in two of the books. Mm-hmm, they are compilation books. And one of them is titled The Woman Christian CEO. The other one is titled Stand Up, Be Heard, Volume 2. And then my own book that came out in 2018 is called Faith for the Mompreneur.
I'm interested in writing a book, right? So
okay.
But I don't know where to begin. But there is a podcast which really kind of ignited this podcast. I don't know if you heard of Tim Ferriss, right? Tim mm-hmm. Timothy Ferriss, he has his own podcast.
He does, yes.
But I got, and I always mention him because he really just started it all for me. And it started with his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, which I didn't mm-hmm. read, but I did find out.
I have it.
I have it too, just as a point of reference. But I listened to mm-hmm. it on audiobook, and I'm like, gosh, that sounds pretty good. So I even though I didn't really necessarily follow the book, it just seemed very interesting. But anyways, he created his own podcast just on a whim. And I said, well, I think I could do the same. But he created two books just, you know, because he's constantly writing, but he created his podcast. Mm-hmm. And so from his podcast and the people that he has interviewed, he created a book, right?
Wow,
so
right.
that's mm-hmm. something that I'm hoping out of all of these conversations, you know, from, you know, I could preface you. Here's a chapter from Natasha
right.
C. Miller on entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yes.
I kind of like go from there. You know, those are things that are really cool. So that's what he did. I think, what's the name of the book? The King of King of the Titans or something. It has to do with Titans. Where he prefaces mm-hmm. different people that he's spoken to. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He did, what's his name? Gosh, the Wolverine. I'm going to kill myself for that. Is the Wolverine, the guy from the Hugh something. Anyways, but he's uh-huh. done he's done LeBron James. He's done
nice.
A lot of high the one percenters, and he's done people like scientists, top performers. There you go. He does a lot of top performers in different parts of the industry, and he does all that. Anyways, you created books. How did you get started into creating those books? Like where did you source your I guess. You know, what are you going to put into that book? That's my question.
Right. Yes, great question. So actually, it was one of my business coaches, and she focuses on helping entrepreneurs become authors. Uh-huh. And that is how I actually became an author in the first book compilation that I was in, Stand Up, Be Heard, Volume 2. And then the second book compilation is The Christian Woman CEO. So she is the primary person that puts these books together. But I learned from her and through her coaching on how to create my own book, Faith for the Mompreneur. Mm-hmm. So my book, Faith for the Mompreneur, it's really a great read if someone is interested in learning how to start their own business, how to, if they're looking to eventually maybe step away from corporate America, or maybe someone is listening right now and they've gotten laid off, right? So now is a great time to reinvent yourself, right? And my book can help you to do that because I have really some great resources and tips on how to do all of that in all three of my books, but I do share a lot of wealth of information that I've learned as being an entrepreneur and how to overcome that and being a mom and how to balance that, right? Because I have 5 children in total, given birth to 4, but at home with us is 4. And, you know, you have to learn how to be able to balance and still work from home and be able to, you know, so I talk about all of that in my books. And so, yes, but that's how I learned how to write my books and become an author. It's a lot of different things that goes into writing the book, how to lay it out, how to get it published.
In that book.
Make sure
I should get that book.
Well,
then.
No, not in the book.
Oh, okay.
I don't have all that in the book. Yeah. I'm just saying in general, there's a lot of that.
Okay.
Yes, yes. But my business coach was the one that helped me get me on track for that. Yes.
So there's a lot of writing involved. And I think, you know, from my understanding, like if I had to write a book, it would be sourced on a lot of the things that I've experienced, right? And I can imagine I've listened to a couple audiobooks. One good one was Kevin Hart's. Have you listened to Kevin Hart's?
I haven't.
And I forgot what the book, but it's one of his most recent ones. He has a new one coming out, but this is the one before that talks about how he got into comedy. And it really catalogs. I think that's the idea, is that you have to catalog what you do in each and every way of your career. And I just did a session. I did a keynote virtually, and I had to pre-record it on running a marathon and how it can relate to your own career. And and one of the things that I had mentioned in the presentation is it's good to stop and kind of record where you're at that moment. And I took and whenever I do, like whenever I ran, I need to go back to running. Anyways, I used to, when I was training for a marathon, you would run early in the morning, you would catch the sunrise, and sometimes I would stop. I said, boy, this is a really nice sunrise. Let me take my camera and either take a selfie or just take a picture of the sunrise. And what a lot of people that don't realize is that the more you do it, the more you have as far as a portfolio. And what when I talk about creating a podcast, that's why I'm telling people the easiest way of creating your own portfolio is creating a podcast, because it's there. And even though it's not, a lot of people like to write, I like to speak it because it's so much faster. But then if I want to create a book, I have to transcribe it, right? So I have to write. But that's one thing, at least for me, that I want to work on is trying to is to write.
And I'm gonna share one quick tip with you with that. I started writing my book 2017, because the book came out in 2018. So I started writing early 2017. And then I got a little tired along the way, because that year I was actually pregnant with my youngest baby girl. And I finished the book actually after she was born. But one way that I was able to get it done before 2017 ended was I actually spoke it out. So I spoke my book out and my assistant transcribed it out, the words for me. So I was able to speak out what I wanted. And then we went back, of course, and had to edit, but I didn't have to. I started, of course, writing it with a pen, paper, and all of that. But towards the end, I actually spoke it out. And that made it faster to get the book completed and then edited and written and so forth.
So you started off with the actual pen to paper, not typing.
Yes, I did.
So do you ever type at all or no?
I did a little, but I am old school. I like to write and see and have a notebook. And yes, so, like, you know, there are some that can go right to typing it on the computer and do that. But I actually did start writing it on a regular notebook and then got it into the system and then eventually was typing. And then towards the end, I spoke it out.
I'm the exact same way. Like I think when you want to be creative or you want to put thoughts to paper, because the mind is very, you don't realize how much you got in there until you sit down and figure out what's in your head. And I've learned that you have to write it down. But the thing, I mean, where's my notebooks? As you can see, I'm very scattered minded. I'm kind of disoriented with my thoughts. Like, I have notebooks somewhere. I wish I had brought them out for today, but I usually write down. I don't write down like line per line. I just like, look, here's my notes right here, as you could see. You know, I kind of like write like like that, like all over the place. And but that's my problem, is I don't write organized. Sometimes I have to take another time. It's very time consuming. So I'm just writing down thoughts, whatever it may be, as you're saying it or as I'm thinking it. I'm not writing full sentences per se. I'm just writing, okay, this is my thought. Then I guess later on, another session to complete the thought and then kind of connect all the dots. So like, for example, my wife bought a 1,000 piece puzzle. I don't know why, but she bought it, right? She went to Disney Springs down here in Central Florida. She bought a 1,000 piece puzzle that has the Haunted Mansion. I don't know if you've ridden that over at Disney World. I think it's Disney World over in Disneyland. Anyways, so she started it last night, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So then I started it this morning, right? Okay. I woke up early. I'm like, I don't feel like running today. Let me at least stretch out. Oh, cool. There's puzzles on our living room table. Let me go ahead and sit down. And let me tell you, that's the most therapeutic thing that I have ever done. And I'm like, you know, if I can just sit down, I mean, I swear, 2 hours. I woke up at 7. I had to start work at 9. 2 hours. 2 hours was gone just trying to figure out. I was looking at the pieces. I was like, this one looks, you know, this color goes here. This color goes here. This piece goes here. And then as you mentioned, the writing part, I'm like, that's what I got to do. I got to stop doing puzzles and just get my pen to paper and then just start hashing it out. That's the biggest thing that I, you know, for me and anybody who's trying to look into to create a book, I think that's the key. So that's pretty cool. I applaud you for the books. I'm going to get the book.
Oh, thank you. Get the book.
And we'll talk about that later on.
Yes.
Let's take a moment for a quick break. Hello, everybody. I want to thank you for listening. But I do want to take a quick moment to promote our partners who help support the podcast. Do you want to know who supports our podcast? You can go to our website, medicalcodinggeek.com/partners. From there, you could find a list of our partners who help support the podcast, including the Haugen Consulting Group, Project Resume, RadRx, Find a Code, AccessADoctor.com, ZipRecruiter, and so much more. So again, please support the podcast. We're doing great things. We want to expand, but please go to medicalcodinggeek.com/partners. And now back to our show.
Let's talk about the medical mompreneur, right? So you talked about that. You're trying to reach out to individuals, moms, females who want to create their own business. I'm assuming that you're trying to relate it in how you did it with your own business, and definitely relate back to your family's ties with their own entrepreneurship experience. So you do that. One thing that I've also noticed that you've done too was create a Facebook group, right? So, can you talk about that?
Yeah, Yeah, so we have a Facebook group, and it is called Medical Billing Coding Careers for Moms. It's strictly for moms and women. So if you're not a mom, that's fine. We still bring you in.
Every time I see it, but sorry, Dad. I know every time I see it, I'm like, darn, I can't do it because you do some things in your groups. I'm like, darn, I wanna join in, but I'm like, okay, that's cool. Right? I got you.
Right. So in the group, I share a wealth of information and knowledge. I go live. If not once a week, at least once a month. And we have a Q&A session where you can come in and ask me anything you want related to medical billing and coding. Maybe you have questions on how to get into the industry, where you can possibly find a job, anything related to that. And so I go in and answer those questions. But then also I have provided some interviews with some women and moms that are in the industry working, and I provide those interviews with them. And so those are there. You can go back and listen to those or come and join the Facebook group. And so, yeah, so we're just there to be a resource for moms and women that are in the industry, but primarily that are looking to get into this industry. You're looking to become certified and you have questions on how to really go about it. Maybe you just don't understand the difference between a biller or a coder. All of that we talk about in the group. And then also we share jobs when we do get those jobs released to us by recruiters, because since I have my business, recruiters reach out to me and say, hey, do you have any recent graduates? They don't have to have experience. And so we share that information in our group. And then also we're going to start to be really sharing even more job opportunities inside the group. So that way we can just, you know, I'm about really reaching and helping. I want to see moms flourish. I want to see them being able to help take care of their children, their families, and be able to make great money doing that. And whatever I can do to help to be a resource, that's what I want to do.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about something in the lines of what you're doing. But so here's the case. Here's another case scenario, right? So me and Jeff White, he's a medical coding manager out in Arkansas. So he had his own podcast, Jeff Is Awake. And I connected with him. I said, you know, you have a great voice. Why don't you come with me and do the HealthCon virtual session with me?
Right.
And talk. Okay. Our theme was dads who work at home remote. Mm-hmm. And because usually the traditional dad is, you know, they're out and about, and you know they're not at home. Well, now they are, right, because of COVID. But traditionally, before COVID, right, pre-COVID, mm-hmm, they're out, you know, in the corporate America or whatever it may be, away from their home. So, yes, are there dads out there who work from home? How do they deal with that? And I was like, you know, the thing is, I don't want to do it myself. I will always want to bring on, mm-hmm, somebody who brings another aspect to the table. And that's something I was thinking about, like, maybe, you know, two remote dads talking about whatever, you know, I'm just kind of like,
I think that's great. Because like I said, men do reach out to me and I invite them into our program, mm-hmm, but for the group purposes, they're not able to come. Yeah, but yeah. I really want to, you know, the group is really meant to be safe for the moms, yeah, and women. And, mm-hmm, I want them to be able to feel they can open up, mm-hmm, and talk about, you know, sometimes we're not, it's not just about billing and coding. It can be just, how is your day? Or, mm-hmm, is it anything that you're struggling with, even with what's going on with COVID-19? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I go in and just offer encouragement as a coach and just let them know that they can get through it. You know, we're all going through different struggles, but keep going, keep persistent, stay positive, and to love on your babies, right? Because, mm-hmm, we're moms, and you know, that is one of our jobs. We want to make sure we're being there for our children. So we talk about different things in the group.
Nice, nice. Now, yeah. I have one thing to ask also is, mm-hmm, again, I follow you on Instagram. By the way, check her out on Instagram. I'll put all the links in the details, and of course I'll share it in the outro. But yes, check out her Instagram. It's great. So one of the things that I noticed, and I remember kind of applauding you, is you were doing an event, right? And, uh-huh, I remember you holding, like, you won something. You won like a check.
Oh,
do you remember,
yes,
that? What was that all about? Could you share what was that? I'm like, geez, you won. It was a big check, you know, one of those
it
things
was
that
a big
like
check.
The lottery. You know, when you win the lottery, you get that,
right,
big,
like,
check.
I'm
like, yeah,
right.
Wow.
So last year, yes, in 2019, I was in an entrepreneurship program. So it was something that was offered to us. I applied. They accepted me into the program. A lot of people applied, but everyone didn't get in. But it was free for those that were able to get in, into this program through the city of Sacramento. And so, and Bill Black put it on out here in Sacramento, California. So at the end of the program, so it, throughout the program, they taught us how to be an entrepreneur. It was the professor that came to us came from one of the well-known colleges, universities out here in Sacramento. I think it's called University of Pacific of Law. And he taught us very detailed information how to be, and not just an entrepreneur, but how to run your business, how to pitch your unique advantage point, right? And all of that we learned throughout this program. And at the end, we had the opportunity to pitch. And so we, to pitch to win money. So the first prize was $15,000, second prize was $10,000, and the third prize was $5,000. And I pitched and I won second place. So my business, we won second place, which was a $10,000. Wow. It was amazing. My family was there. It was a live event, right? Yeah. So that was my first time ever pitching and following a PowerPoint, and the panel judges are staring, looking at you. I was nervous, but
it's kind of like, is it like a Shark Tank type of situation?
It's like a Shark Tank. Yes. Yes. And so it was really just great experience. But as a result, what I did was, so we won the money, and I opened it up for scholarships. And so the money went back into the community here in the low income areas. And we were able to offer two scholarships for people for ladies, women, they had to be a woman and a mom, meet certain criteria to come to our program. They didn't have to pay for anything. Their exam, come to the program, the books, all of that was covered for them. So that's what I did. I reinvested back into my community and brought the ladies on. And as a result, they went through the program, passed their test, and they're moving forward within this industry. So, yeah.
I like that. I like that. I like the idea of giving back, right? Because there's a lot of medical coding companies, they're very, you know, for-profit minded, but what about the nonprofit? You know, what about the nonprofit, or at least, you know, doing more of a charity thing, giving back to the community? Right. I think that's most important. You know, if you're trying to, you're trying to, I guess, make business, make money off of the industry. But I think what's most important, I think what will make you flourish in the industry is giving back to the community. So that is the message we will end off for today. So here's two more questions for you. Again, thank you, Natasha.
You're welcome.
Know you have your schedule to handle. I'm going to leave you off with two questions. The first question is, what does the future hold? You mentioned a lot of stuff that you've done, but I'm sure there's a lot of things that you're going to plan to do. So what does the future hold for Natasha Miller?
So what does the future hold for Natasha Miller? And I didn't talk about this, but I'll share really quick. I'm also an instructor for two other schools, and I recently became a visiting professor for a university. And so I think the future holds me with some more opportunities to help educate and train providers, as well as those that are looking to get into this industry. I am studying for another certification through the APC. Yes. And I know we talked about, I'm thinking about also going for the CDIP. I think that's the, So I don't know, we'll see. I love to learn. I love to learn and, you know, just keep learning so I can keep sharing the wealth of information that I do have. And then just continue to grow and learn and be with my family, cherish every moment, because, you know, it's a lot going on here in this world, and I want to make sure that I'm here and then also able to give myself to those that need.
Right. And so thank you for our last question is, what best words of advice do you have for our audience?
Best words of advice for the audience. I would say now is the time to learn. So invest if you can and learn. If you're interested in becoming a medical coder, I would love to speak with you. If you are in business, I mean, if you are a medical coder interested in starting your own business, I would also love to speak with you. Now is the perfect time to just continue to learn and grow. Take advantage of any free courses that you see. I've seen a lot of free courses offered through the APC and other organizations, even like Stanford University, they've been offering some courses and some other. So just anything that you see that's free, now is the time to really take advantage of that. Prepare yourself for what's next, what is to come. Because even though we are in this pandemic, we won't be here forever. You want to be ready and prepared to go to the next level in your life.
So there you have it. That is my interview with Natasha C. Miller. Please make sure to check her out on LinkedIn. Check out her website, Natasha C. Miller, and go get her book, Faith for the Mompreneur, available on Amazon.com. All links and notes from this podcast will be found on anchor.fm/NEC podcast. Thank you for listening.
MedicalCodingGeek.com.